You know that what we've been doing for the last 2 months and what we are going to do for all the way through until the end of next June is we are really kind of trying to keep our eyes on the prize in terms of asking ourselves, why are we here? How can we lovingly reach out to the lost? And so we're going to do just a variety of testimonies and a variety of settings, not only of how people got saved, but how they are ministering to the lost. We're already setting up testimonies for the coming months, but I've asked Mark Stewart, who is involved in one of our most long ongoing evangelistic opportunities here at Church of the Canyons, to begin our message today by sharing how he's working in the prisons of Los Angeles County.
Thank you, Bob. Well, many people don't know, but Church of the Canyons has been involved almost continuously in prison ministry for almost 30 years. I became involved in 1989 when, at the constant badgering of one of the people in our congregation, I finally agreed to go out and visit and see what the ministry was all about. Well, to make a long story short, I went back several times and finally decided that there was a great need there, there was a great opportunity, and I might be able to have some kind of contribution to the work that was going on there. So I applied to become a volunteer with the Los Angeles County Jail System, working at the Pitches Detention Facility up in Castaic. That was in 1989. Just a few facts for those of you who may not know, but Los Angeles has the largest jail population of any county in the United States. We have almost around 20,000 here in Los Angeles County, located in various prisons, including downtown and other areas. Well, at Castaic, we have four facilities that have a capacity of about 10,000 inmates. So we live next door to one of the largest prison populations in the country. What do you think about that? In case that worries you a little bit, I shared a little bit of that when I started out. I was a little bit nervous about going into prison. But I've discovered since then that most of the people that are there are nonviolent offenders. Most of the people in jail are there for parole violations or drug-related offenses. And so I actually feel more comfortable in jail than I do in many places on the streets of L.A. Well, eventually I went from being a volunteer. Volunteers participated in the services and helped conduct services in the jail at various times during the week, and decided to become a chaplain. Chaplains, in addition to the services, also do one-on-one counseling with the inmates, helping them with personal issues, helping them with decisions when they leave jail, what they're going to do, where they're going to go, things like that. I would estimate that during the time I've been there these last years, I've probably had the opportunity to talk to over 3,000 people in depth and hear their stories and try to encourage them. In terms of my work there and relating this to evangelism, I look at my example as Jesus' Great Commission in Matthew 28, where he told his disciples to go into all the world and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. To me, evangelism is not just getting people to the point of a decision. It's helping them to grow into disciples. It's affecting their entire life so that they know what Jesus said and they're living that out. So it's a big job. There's a lot to it. So we try to work with people and follow up with them. During the time that I've been here, we've had a lot of other people in the congregation that have been involved. Johnny Martin is one of the people who's also going out there right now. But we've had other people. We've had Brad Brock and the worship team have gone out at Christmas. We do special programs there. And other people have gone out there over the years and been involved. Jens Moeller and various others. So it's a ministry that has a lot of opportunities. There are a lot of great things that go on there, and it's something that I have grown through, that I have benefited from. Even though I feel that I do not have any particular gifts in terms of evangelism, either naturally or spiritually, but I try to do what I can in what we in the opportunities that we have there to reach out to people. The church itself has assisted. They provide Bibles so that we can distribute them. Although, in relation to the Gideons, we also have a supply of Gideon Bibles that we use. And we get a lot of the recycled Bibles that they take out from hotels and things like that and put in new ones. We get a lot of the old ones, so we have a supply of Bibles that we can hand out there so that every person that wants one is able to have a copy of the Scriptures. So it's a wonderful ministry. It's a great opportunity. I consider it a privilege to have been involved there, and I'm thankful for that opportunity here. Thank you.